The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not one day be revealed, nor secret that will not one day be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak it in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim it from the housetops. And don't be afraid of those who can just kill the body. They can't kill your soul. Only be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows." This is good news from the Lord. So both Jeremiah in the first reading and certainly Jesus in the gospel we just read, seemed to strongly predict that whatever this message is they're giving, it will lead to persecution. And you know, that's not what most of us would think. We would think good people are liked. That's not the pattern in the gospels or among the Jewish prophets. In fact, good people tend to be disliked, just like Jesus. You see, what we like, what we call goodness, and me too, I'm no better, are people who are just like us. We say, if they're just, well, she's good. I mean, she's like me. We don't like people who are really good because their life is a judgment on us. That's why the prophets are all killed. That's why Jesus is killed. Because people who really confront the stupidity and silliness of the whole system, we don't like them. Let me give you some examples. Let's say one of you joined Black Lives Matter. Now, clearly Black Lives Matter, all lives matter to God. But I'd be willing to bet you would not get a lot of praise at the Sunday lunch with your family. In fact, most people in this church perhaps would think you're crazy. We like you to be good, but not real good. You get it. You know, almost the entire world believes that health care is a universal right. There's only one exception, and it's one political party in the United States of America. I don't need to name them. We're the only part of the civilized world. And yet, I bet if even some of you went home and really fought for universal health care for all people, for those poor people and the homeless, you know most of your family, maybe even yourself, would not agree. If you went to some of your pro-life friends, and I hope I'm pro-life, but what if you said, you know, you really tend to be more pro-birth than pro-life. You love guns. You're for capital punishment. You don't care much about the health of the poor. But you say you're pro-life? I don't believe it. You wouldn't be very popular with most Catholics. What if you took an undocumented person or a refugee into your house? How many in your family would agree with you? Only you can answer these questions. And all of us, myself included, I'm sure, we've accepted an entirely materialistic lifestyle, preoccupied with making money, money, money. That's about all Americans can talk about, is how to make more money. Even after hearing the gospel, it really hasn't changed our lives. You get my point. We really don't like good people. We dislike them. We persecute them because they're not like us. And you are like me, just sort of good. Good once in a while. Good on your better days. But don't be gooder than me. If you're gooder than me, I won't like you. Brothers and sisters, the gospel is a judgment on every one of us in this room. We don't want to be challenged by people who go much farther than we do, who really love their enemies, who really care about the poor, who really care about other races and even other religions. A lot of Catholics seem to think you're only supposed to like Catholics. Where did that come from? Certainly not Jesus. You see, the gospel has yet to form Western civilization. And when it does, it will be a very different world than the world we suffer from today. And I think as we listen to the news each day, we know that we are suffering. This is not a country of love. It's very often a country of hatred and anger and judgment. And that's, I'm afraid, statistically just as true of those who call themselves Christians as anybody else. So don't let this shame you, but let it invite you to see what this week, this day, this month, you could do that would really be good for the world.